请弟兄姊妹翻到马太福音。
Brothers and sisters, let's turn to Matthew.
12:38-50.
Chapter 12:38-50.
我们用起音的方法念这一段经文。
I will read one verse, and you will read the next one.
弟兄念双数节，姊妹念单数节，英文的孩子也同样可以念。
My brother will read first, and then the sister. And English speaking people, let's read together.
马太福音12:38，请。当时有几个文士和法利赛人对耶稣说：“夫子。”我们愿意显个神迹给我们看。约拿三日三夜在大鱼肚腹中，人子也要这样三日三夜在地里。时代的罪，因为他从地下而来，要听所罗门智慧话。看呐、啊，在这里有一人比所罗门更大。于是说，我要回到我所住的屋里去。到了，就看见里面空闲，打扫干净，修饰好了。耶稣还对众人说话的时候，不料他母亲和他弟兄站在外边，要与他说话。
有人告诉他说：“看啊，你母亲和你弟兄站在外边，要与
他
说话。”
他却回答那人说：“谁是我的母亲？谁是我的弟兄？”凡遵守我天父旨意的人，就是我的弟兄姐妹和母亲。好，我们低头做祷告。
Let's bow our prayers.
天父上帝，我们谢谢你，谢谢你赐下宝贵的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for giving us your precious word.
因着你的话语，我们知道我们在地上该如何行。
We know how we're supposed to live our life because of your words.
因着你的话语，我们知道如何行才是讨你喜悦的。
Know how to please you because of your words.
可以荣耀你的名。
And how to glorify you.
求你赐智慧和启示的灵给我们。
Lord, please give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
让我们真明白你的话语。
So that we truly understand your words.
也赐能力给我们，让我们能够行出你的话语来。
And Lord, would you give us strength so we can act out your words?
求你保守下面的。
Lord, please keep a watch our time.
将一切的荣耀归给你。
We give all the glory to you.
这样的告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们看成，我们看一下成绩单。我成绩单上有一个讲到的题目，今天的讲到题目是“天国是努力进入的”。
Let's turn to the bulletin, and you will see the title of my sermon today.
虽然这句话出自马太福音11:12的经文，
Even though the title comes from Matthew chapter 11 verse 12，
但是这样的题目在今天的教会里似乎没有人传讲了。
It seems that in many churches today nobody preaches about this.
为什么会发生这样的情况？
Why is this happening?
根本的原因是来自错误的教义。
The real reason comes from wrong doctrines.
因此我今天首先会从教义落手与弟兄姊妹有一些分享。
So first of all, I will share with you doctrines today.
所以说我今天分享的第一个是有关教义的问题。
So the first point of my sermon today is about doctrines.
今天华人的福音派教会多数是持守时代论的教义。
In many Chinese churches today, they are evangelical and they believe in dispensationalism.
时代论教义从达拉斯出来的。
Dispensationalism comes from Dallas Theological Seminary.
时代论是反律法主义的。
It is against legalism.
时代论者离开了主耶稣在登山宝训中一条最重要的教训。
People who believe in this depart from a very important teaching from Jesus on the Sermon on the Mount.
我们在查登山宝训的时候说过，主耶稣说：“莫想我来是要废掉律法和先知，我来不是要废掉，乃是要成全。我实在告诉你们，就是天地都废去了，律法的一点一划也不能废去，都要成全。”
In Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, he said this: Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not an iota, not a dot will pass from the law until all is accomplished.
这段经文记在马太福音五章十七到十八节。
These verses come from Matthew 5:17-18.
如果我们对主耶稣如此重要的教训置之不理，
If we pay no attention to such important teaching of Jesus,
必然会产生错误的教义。
We will for sure come to false doctrines.
时代论的错误教义就是信心等于诚意。
The false doctrine of dispensationalism.It's like this. Faith equals to being justified.
真正的信心确实能够使人称义。
Of course, real faith will cause people to be justified.
然而，真正的信心不是单独存在的。
However, real faith does not exist by itself.
雅各书二章十八到二十节。
If you turn to James chapter 2 verse 18.
雅各说，必有人说你有信心，我有行为，你讲你没有行为的信心指给我看，我并借着我的行为将我的信心指给你看。你信神有一位，你信得不错，魔鬼也信，却是战兢。虚浮的人啊，你愿意知道没有行为的信心是死的吗？
James 2:18-19. But someone will say,You have faith, and I have works. Show me your faith apart from your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that God is one, you do well. Even the demons believe and shudder. Do you want to be shown, you foolish person, that faith apart from works is useless?
雅各在这里清楚地指出，人是无法指出没有行为的信心。
James pointed out,Very clearly here, that nobody can show their faith without works.
而真正的信心是能够凭着行为指出来的。
And real faith can be pointed out by this person's works.
雅各也在这里称那种只是口头上说有信心的人为虚浮的人。
And James has called such a person useless.
虚浮的人自己感觉不错。
Useless people feel good about themselves.
但是他却活在虚幻之中。
But they live in their illusion.
因为雅各说，那没有行为的信心是一个死的信心。
Because James has said that faith apart from works is dead.
一个死的信心不能够使人得救。
A dead faith will not cause people to be saved.
所以说，时代人他们根据这一个。教义他们教导一个人只要接受基督为救主而不需要接受基督为自己生命的主
So people who believe in dispensationalism teach that one should only accept Jesus as Savior but not as the Lord of his life
一个人也不需要有悔改的 悔改归正的行为。
And one does not need to repent.
如果一个人没有悔改归正的行为，那么他的一举一动与世人就没有任何区别。
We teach that one does not need to show the works of repentance and being orthodox. However, a person without this does not show his faith.
这种没有一点新生命在里面，没有一点新生命迹象在里面的人，实在人则认为他们也会得救。
Such people without any evidence of new life, dispensationalists call them people who are saved.
所以他们不会教导天国是努力进入这样的信息。
So they will never teach about heaven has through heaven has been forcefully advancing.
我们改革中的教义认为信心等于称义加行为。
In Reformed theology, faith equals to being justified and works.
对这个教义必须有一个说明。
In this doctrine, I must explain.
我们不要和天主教的教义相混淆。
Let's not mix with what Catholics believe.
真正的信心一定会带来称义。
Real faith will bring about justification for sure.
然而一个真正被称义的人，他的行为自然会与他所蒙的恩相称。
However, someone who is justified and someone who has real faith will show his works that matches his faith.
他里面有新的生命，他一定能够活出那新生命的样子来。
If he has new life, he will live that life out.
他的新生命也必然会在上帝恩典中渐渐成长。
And his new life will grow in the Lord's grace.
所以说他的行为会越来越多有新生命的生活样式。
So his behaviors will show more and more evidence of new life.
一个被称义的人他一定会渴慕圣洁。
A justified person will yearn for holiness.
他会走向神圣。
And will be sanctified.
但是我们知道基督徒的成圣之路是很艰难的。
However, we know thatChristian's way of being sanctified is very difficult.
成圣之路当中要战胜许多试探和诱惑。
And we need to conquer many temptations.
世界一直在诱惑我们。
And the world has been relentlessly.
也要战胜我们自己心中的私欲。
The world has been relentlessly tempting us, and we need to conquer our own desires as well.
因此，天国是努力进入的。
Thus.The kingdom of heaven has been forcefully advancing.
改革中所说的
In Reformed theology,
称义加上行为等于信心
Being justification and works equal to faith.
在这里与天主教和阿利念所提到的行为是完全不同的
Such doctrine is completely different from what Catholics and Arminians believe.
天主教和阿弥陀的教义是信心加神加行为等于称义。
In their doctrines, they believe that faith and works equal to justification.
改革中是什么
？However, in Reformed theology,
大家一定要记到，不要搞混了。
Let's not mix with them.
改革中是信心等于称义加行为。
In Reformed theology.We believe that faith equals to justification and works.
天主教是信心加行为等于称义。
However, in Catholicism, they believe that faith plus behaviors or works equal to justification.
所以说，天主教认为人要凭着自己的善功加上信心才能够称义。
So that they believe.One will only be justified by their works.
所以他们的行为在等式的左边，信心加什么加行为。
So their works is on the left side of the equation, which shows that faith and works equal to justification.
改革中的行为在等式的右边，称义加行为。
But works in Reformed theology. Is on the right side of the equation. Faith equals to justification and works.
这里面一看，在等车前后一移动，完全是不同的观念。
It is completely a different view when they're on different side of the equation.
改革中认定信心在我们宗教信仰中占着重要的地位。
In Reform theology, we firmly believe that faith plays an important role in our religion.
行为不是称义的条件，行为是称义以后应该有的生活方式。
And works is not a prerequisite of being justified, but it comes from salvation.
所以说，天国是努力进入的，绝不是天主教那种集功德加上信心才能够称义的行为。
So when we say that the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, it doesn't mean that your faith plus works will cause you to be justified.
而是被称义以后，必然会行上帝所喜悦事情的行为。
But after justification, you will for sure do things to please God.
所以天国是努力进入的，不是天主教和阿弥念那种凭着自己的行为的善功才能够进入天国。
So the doctrine of the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence is different from Catholicism and Arminianism, where they believe that your good works will justify yourselves.
而是一个进入天国的人，一定是一个努力的人。
But the one who will enter heaven will do hard.
所以，改革中基督徒在行为上的努力，不是为了给自己进入天国积攒功德。
So the hard works of believers of Reformed theology are not trying to be justified by our good works.
因为信心已经将我们带进了天国。
Because our faith has already led us into the kingdom of heaven.
在行为上我们要努力有好行为，是因为上帝的恩典在我们身上。
And in behaviors, we try very hard. That is because the Lord's grace is upon us.
我们的好行为是要活出上帝的恩典来，让这样的生活能够荣耀上帝。
And our behaviors come from the grace of the Lord, so that he can be glorified.
改革中的基督徒努力也不是出于无奈。
And in Reformed belief, we do not try hard because we have no choice.
而是出于在我们里面的新生命。
But it is from the new life in us.
这个新生命自然会使我们努力活出一个荣耀上帝的生活来。
This new life naturally leads us to work hard to please God.
因此基督教是一个生命的宗教。
That's why Christianity is about life.
首先是上帝赐给了我们一个新的生命。
First of all, the Lord has given us a new life.
基督徒努力是一个新生命的自然果效。
Christians try hard comes from the Lord's life.
这个新生命绝不是基督徒能够自己去挣得的。
This is not something that we can earn by ourselves.
有了这个教义的交代，我们就不会将今天所读的经文理解为只有努力了才能够见苹果。
With this discussion of doctrine, we will not understand this verse as only by good works can we be justified and go into heaven.
如果没有真正的信心，你怎么努力也进不到天国。
If you do not have true faith, no matter how hard you try, you will never go into heaven.
如果你有真正的信心，进天国的人都是一个努力的人。
If you have true faith, then everyone who goes to heaven will be those who try very hard.
当我们明白这教义以后，我们来看今天的经文。今天经文告诉我们，进入天国要努力的两件事。
With understanding of this doctrine, let's look at the verses today. Two things that people who go into heaven need to try very hard.
第三十八到第四十节，有文士和法利赛人向主耶稣提出要他行一个神迹开始。
From verse 38 to 40, we see that some of the scribes and Pharisees answered answered him, saying, Teacher, we wish to see a sign from you.
这个问题带出了主耶稣一系列的教训。
With this question asked,
主耶稣回答他们说，一个邪恶淫乱的时代求看神迹，除了先知约拿的神迹以外，再没有神迹给他看了。约拿三日三夜在大鱼肚腹中，人子也要这样三日三夜在地里。
Jesus answered them, An evil and adulterous generation seeks for a sign, but no sign will be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For just as Jonah, with 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth.
有关约拿的事记载在旧约的约拿书中，我想我不会在这里详细分享，如果大家想了解更多，聚会以后可以阅读。我想天中地中也在讲约拿书，阅读约拿书对我们以后天中地中的讲道也有好处。
If you want to know more about Jonah, you can read the book of Jonah in Old Testament, and also our brother Tian Song will teach about Jonah.
我会简单的说，约拿不愿意顺服上帝托付给他的使命，去尼尼微城传讲上帝审判的信息。
I will introduce about Jonah briefly here. Jonah is a prophet who is not submissive to the Lord. He does not want to go to Nineveh to proclaim about the news of judgment to the people there.
他逃亡他是躲避耶和华。
He went to a different place to avoid Jesus, to avoid the Lord.
结果他坐的船遇到了大风浪。
However, his boat ran into a very big storm.
约拿知道这是上帝不喜悦他了，要惩罚他。
And Jonah immediately knew that the Lord was displeased with him and was punishing him.
约拿就让船上的人把他扔到海里。
So Jonah asked people around him on the boat to throw him into the sea.
海平静了。
And the sea calmed down.
有一条大鱼来，把约拿吞到了鱼腹之中。约拿在鱼腹中三日三夜。
A fish came to swallow Jonah to his belly, and Jonah spent 3 days and 3 nights in the sea.
他在鱼腹中祷告上帝，耶和华上帝吩咐鱼将约拿吐在岸旱地上。
He prayed to the Lord his God in the belly of the big fish, and the fish threw him to the bank of the sea.
主耶稣在这里说，人子也要这样三日三夜在地里头。
And Jesus said here, the Son of Man will be in the heart of the earth 3 days and 3 nights.
我们看上帝在旧约时代使用这位不顺服的先知约拿，是为了要预表主耶稣上十字架受死之后被埋葬在坟墓中三日三夜。
The Lord used prophet who is not submissive to himself in the Old Testament to point to Jesus who would go to the cross.
三日之后，主耶稣胜过死亡的权势，从死里复活了。
In 3 days, Jesus conquered the authority of death and was resurrected.
耶稣说，在这个邪恶淫乱的时代，唯有这个神迹可看。
And Jesus said, in such an evil and adulterous age, this is the only sign that will be given to the people.
当主耶稣成就了这个神迹的时候，耶稣基督福音就做成了。
When Jesus accomplished this, his gospel was complete.
福音是上帝的大能，能救一切相信的人脱离死亡的权势，成为天国的子民。
The gospel was great power from God, and is able to save everyone who believes to conquer the death.
所以说，后面主耶稣就讲。成为天国子民的人应该有的行为。
And then in the following verses, Jesus taught the people about what behaviors we should have if we're going to heaven.
从四十一节开始，主耶稣教导在福音里的人，他应该有在两方面做出努力。
From verse 41, Jesus taught the people how to do well in the gospel if they want to go to the heaven.
首先要做出的努力就是悔改，要转离罪，转向上帝。
First thing we're supposed to do is to repent from sins.
尼尼微城的人听了约拿所传的，都悔改了。
People in Nineveh repented from their sins after hearing from Jonah.
现在上帝的儿子耶稣基督降世为人，传讲上帝审判这个世界，罪人唯有借着他的福音悔改转向上帝，罪才得赦免的信息。
Now Jesus, as the Son of God, was proclaiming to the people that only through Jesus can they be forgiven by the Lord.
如果听到主耶稣这样的福音信息，仍旧不悔改，当年尼尼微城的人就会起来定这个时代的罪。
If people do not repent from their sins after what Jesus said, then people from Nineveh will rise and condemn them.
在上帝真理中的悔改，是相信福音的人一辈子的功课。
The repentance in the Lord's truth is what we are supposed to learn through all our life.
是基督徒成圣道路上的功课。
And this is the Christian's lesson of being sanctified.
是基督徒生命成长的必修课。
And this is a must learn for us Christians if we are to grow in our spiritual life.
除非你的里面没有基督的生命，你就不会修这样的课。
You do not have the life of Jesus in you, then you do not need to learn this.
也无法修这样的课。
And you are not able to do this.
这是我们一生都要修的课，一生都要悔改。
Repentance is our lifelong lesson.
因此，我们的教会叫归正教会，教会要不断的努力归回到上帝的话语当中。
Our church is called Reformed Church. What we are doing.Is to go back to the words all the time.
我相信归正教会的每一个会员也是一群不断的在上帝话语中努力归正的基督徒。
I believe every member in this Reformed Church wants to go back to the Lord's word all the time.
第四十二节经文，主耶稣告诉我们基督徒另外一个需要努力的事情。
From verse 43.Jesus taught us another thing that we need to try hard.
就是要努力追求智慧。
Which is to pursue wisdom.
主耶稣说，南方的女王从地界来，要听所罗门的智慧话。
Jesus said that a queen from the south will rise up at the judgment with this generation. She came to listen to the.Words of wisdom of Solomon.
这里南方的女王应该是指《列王记上》十章、《历代志下》九章所记载的示巴女王来见所罗门的事件。
You will read about this claim in First Kings and Second Chronicles.
所以你要知道这件事情的细节，也是聚会以后你可以查考。历王记上十章和历代志下九章的内容。
So after our gathering, you can refer to 1 Kings chapter 10 and 2 Chronicles chapter 9.
所罗门当以色列王的时候，他向上帝求智慧。
When Solomon was the king of Israel, he asked the Lord for wisdom.
上帝就赐给了他。
And the Lord gave him.
因此我们可以说所罗门是以色列国中最有智慧的王。
So we can say that Solomon is the wisest king in the history of Israel.
不过我们要看到上帝的儿子耶稣基督比所罗门更大。
However, we can see that Jesus, who is the Son of God, is greater than Solomon.
箴言九章十节说，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明。
In Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight.
耶稣基督就是上帝，他就是智慧的本体。
Jesus Christ is God, and He is the real being of wisdom.
当智慧的本体来到这个世上，如果人不去追求得到它，耶稣说南方女王要起来定这个时代的罪。
When the real being of wisdom, who is Jesus Christ, came to this world, and people did not listen to them, Jesus said that the queen from the south will rise to condemn this generation.
所以一个有真信心的基督徒，耶稣的门徒，不可能也不应该 不去追求认识上帝。
So a Christian who has true faith must pursue wisdom.
这是基督真基督徒的首要任务。
And this is the first task of real Christians.
认识上帝，才能
to know God.
才能荣耀上帝。
If you do not know Him, you cannot glorify Him.
主耶稣借着旧约记载的两件事，教训基督徒努力去悔改自己的罪，以及努力去追求认识上帝。
For two things in the Old Testament, Jesus taught his people to repent from their sins and to pursue wisdom.
当主耶稣完成了这两卷教训，这两件需要努力的事情之后，进入到第四十三节。
When Jesus had accomplished these two teachings.He went forward to verse 43.
43, 44, 45节这三节经文的劝诫。
He taught us important things in verse 43 to 45.
这三节经文是一个比喻。
It is a simile.
乌龟从一个人身上出去，在外面没有找到安息之处。
When a clean spirit has gone out of a person, it passes through waterless places, seeking rest, but finds none.
他又回到所出来的那个人身上。
Then it returns to the person from whom he came out.
既然回来了，看见里面打扫干净，修饰好了，便去另外带了七个比自己更恶的回来。
And when it comes and finds the house empty, swept, and put in order, then it goes and brings with it seven other spirits more evil than itself.
都进去住在那里。
And they enter and dwell there.
主耶稣说，那人末后的情况比先前更不好了。
And Jesus said that the last state of that person is worse than the first.
主耶稣在教训基督徒要努力去悔改。要努力去追求认识上帝以后，讲述了这个比喻。
After Jesus taught his people to repent from their sins and to pursue wisdom in their heart, he taught them this story.
那么我们要认定，主耶稣的这个比喻一定和前面的教训是有相关的。
And we must believe that this simile has a lot to do with what Jesus taught before this.
所以，如果一个真信徒他在初心主的时候做了悔改。
So when a new believer repented from his sins when he just believed in Jesus.
也有读经认识上帝。
And read his Bible and tried to know God.
只是过了一段时间，那起初的热心渐渐的冷淡了。
However, after a while, he did not pursue God as much.
认为自己已经得到福音了。
And he thought that he got the gospel already.
对自己不合乎上帝心意的行为不再有悔改。
And he was insensitive to his own behavior that were displeasing to the Lord.
对上帝明确指出基督徒应该行的，也不愿意去行了。
And to the Lord's commandments, he paid no attention either.
这样他就处在一个曾经打扫过的房子，就空闲了。
Such Christians are like houses that have been.
一旦乌鬼回来看见之后，就会有更多的乌鬼进入到那屋子里了。
The evil spirit came in and saw such situation will bring more evil spirits.
幕后的情况比先前更不好了。
And the last state of this person will be worse than the first.
主耶稣借着这个比喻，要真正属他的门徒警醒。
Through this story, Jesus wanted to warn his disciples.
不要停止在上帝话语上的追求。
We should not stop pursuing the words of God.
要成为一个努力追求认识真理的人。
We should be people that try very hard to pursue to know the Lord's words.
努力去认识上帝。
And let's be people who try hard to know God.
并且要把自己所认识的真理落实在自己的生活之中。
lets us see people to not only know the truth but live them out.
如果我们有不合乎真理的行为，就要悔改。
If we behave in a way that is not right in the Lord's sight, let's repent.
圣经说不可停止聚会。
And the Bible teaches us that we shall not stop gathering.
像那些停止惯了的人一样。
As those who are used to not gathering together.
所以安息日来到教会是上帝的命令，是我们必须去行的。
So on the Lord's Sabbath day, in the Lord's commandment for us to come to church.
如果没有做到，就需要悔改。
If we do not do this, we need to repent.
因此，悔改与追求认识真理是基督徒一生的功课。
So repentance and pursuing wisdom are lifelong lessons for Christians.
不要以为我信主的时候，我有一个悔改的祷告，我就完成任务。
We are not supposed to think that our mission is accomplished when we believe in Jesus and pray to Him for repentance.
今天的经文就告诉我们，那是不行的。
The verses we learned today teach us that that is wrong.
如果认为那是可以的，就会落在耶稣所说的比喻的境况之中。
People who think that their mission is accomplished just by being willing to repent, then he will be in the situation of this example of the house.
幕后的情况比先前更要差。
And his last state will be worse than the state of his first.
当然，一个真正属乎上帝的人。
Of course, a person who truly belongs to God.
也就是说，有真信心的人，最后一定能够从这样的情况中走出来。
A person who has true faith will come out of the bad situation.
这是上帝的保守，这是一定的。
And this is the providence of God.
但是
However,
会有亏损。
However, he will suffer his loss.
而且当亏损是无法弥补的亏损。
And such loss cannot be made up.
然而假信徒，没有真信心的人，就可能会在这种情况中永远沉沦下去。
The false believers might come to their eternal destruction from this situation.
借着耶稣基督的这个比喻，我们也应该知道。
From this analogy, Jesus taught us, we should know this.
我信主以后也经常听到人这么说，要倒空自己。
After I believed in the Lord, I often hear people saying that you should pour yourself out.
其实倒空自己是一个很危险的口号。
What does this mean? This is very dangerous.
首先我们知道，人似乎几乎无法倒空自己。
First of all, we know that it's almost impossible for us to pour ourselves out.
即便真的倒空了自己，如果没有真理进驻到我们里面。
If we have poured ourselves out completely, but do not have the truth in us,
那会招来更多的误会。
We will attract more evil spirits.
所以说，倒空自己这个口号是很危险的。
So that such slogan of pouring yourself out completely is very dangerous.
其实练气功的人也在那边说倒空自己。
People who practice qigong also talk about pouring themselves out completely.
但是没有几个人能够倒空自己的。
But very few of them can do this.
唯有真正倒空自己的人就是走火入魔了。
And those who have really achieved this in qigong, they have messed themselves up.
所以属灵的追求一定要以上帝的话为根基。
Therefore, our pursuit of our spiritual life must be based on the Lord's words.
用上帝的话挤出、排除我们思想中不合乎上帝心意的东西。
Let us use the Lord's words to drive out things that are displeasing to the Lord in our hearts.
不合乎上帝心意的东西，我们人里面不会自己离开。
In our hearts, When we have these things that are displeasing to the Lord, they will not live by themselves.
唯有在上帝的话语里面，以渴慕上帝的话，用上帝的话来占领我们自己的思想，把那些不合乎上帝心意的东西能够排除出去。
Only when our hearts are occupied by the Lord's words, those filthy things can be driven out.
不要造空自己，让我们里面成为一个空的东西，空闲的。
Do not pour yourself out completely so that your hearts are empty.
空的东西很危险。
If your hearts are empty, it's very dangerous.
我和大家分享第三点，天国里的警戒。
The third point that I want to share with you guys is about the situation in the kingdom of heaven.
这部分内容在四十六节到五十节，五十节的内容。
We can read from verse 46 to 50.
大家可以看一下圣经，可能念完圣经很长时间了，大家都忘了。
Maybe you have forgotten about these verses after reading them for a long time.
就是耶稣的母亲和弟兄来找耶稣。
It's about a story that Jesus' mother and his brothers came to find him.
圣经将这一段记载放在了第四十三节到第四十五节，耶稣讲的比喻之后。
The Bible puts this story after Jesus gave his people a simile.
所以说，虽然四十六节到五十节也是我们基督徒应该追求的。但是放在四十三节到四十五节之后，原因是基督徒如果没有达到这样的境界，也不会出现比以前更不好的情况。
The reason why the teaching is after the teaching of evil spirit is because if we do not have real pursuit of the Lord's words, then such pursuit in the following verses are impossible.
因为这是基督徒在天国里的境界。
Because this is like what people will do to each other in heaven.
耶稣还在对人说话的时候，有人告诉他，他的母亲和弟兄来找他，要与耶稣说话。
When Jesus was talking, while he was still speaking to the people, behold, his mother and his brothers stood outside, asking to speak to him.
主耶稣却指着门徒说，他们才是自己的母亲和弟兄。
But Jesus pointed to his disciples, saying that they are his brothers and mother.
在这里，我们千万不要理解啊！主耶稣对自己亲人一点没有情感。
We should not understand Jesus as someone who does not love his family.
这是不可能的。
This is impossible.
主耶稣在这里要告诉我们，属天国子民的人，他们有一个共同的信仰。
Jesus is teaching us here that. People who belong to the kingdom of heaven share the same belief.
因为他们有一个共同的天赋，所以说他们之间的关系是更加密切的。
Because we have the same heavenly Father, our relationship towards each other are very close.
因为唯有在主里的这种关系是存到永远的。
Because only the relationships in Christ exist forever.
所以说我们如果说我是基督徒，我看重我自己的信仰。
So if we're saying that I'm Christian and I pay great attention to my belief,
那么就会建立这种属灵的关系。
We will establish spiritual relationships with one another.
如果我们看重信仰比看重我们的亲人更重，我们就会更重的。更加看重这种属灵的关系。
If we pay more attention to our belief than what we do to our families, then we will have such close spiritual relationships with brothers and sisters.
当然，我们必须承认，我们活在这个世上，我们要看重比对亲人的关系更重的这种属灵关系，不是一件很容易的事情。
Of course, it is difficult for us.People living on this earth to pay more attention to spiritual relationships than the relationships we have in our families.
因为我们很难不看重我们这种血肉的关系，亲属的关系。
Because our families mean a lot to us.
但是主耶稣在这里用他自己的行为行动告诉我们。
But Jesus showed, Jesus taught us by his behavior here.
作为上帝的儿女，应该更看重的是在主里的这种属灵的关系。
As children of God, we should pay more attention in relationships in Christ.
当我们看重这个关系的时候，我们才会彼此祷告，彼此关心，彼此扶持。
Only when we really value the relationships we have in Christ, when we pray for one another.And help another.
我们才会和主里的弟兄姊妹一起共奔天路。
And we will share the pilgrim with other brothers and sisters in Christ.
我们也要看到，如果是没有信主的亲属关系。
We also need to see that we have some relationships.
这些亲属关系可能成为我们属灵生命追求的拦阻。
And we might see that we have some relationships with non-believers, and they might be barriers to our pursuit in spiritual life.
如果我们太看重我们自己的亲属，我们自己的哥哥、弟弟、姐姐、妹妹的这种关系，我们就会把属灵的关系放在次等地位。
If we prioritize the relationships with our families, then the spiritual life, then our spiritual life comes to the second place.
当这些亲属他不是亲属的人，他所分享的东西就会在我们心里很有分量。
And what the non-believers said, because they're our families, we remember them and they come into our hearts deeply.
因为我们看清属灵的关系，而真正的属灵的弟兄姊妹的分享，在我们心里却没有分量。
Because we have overlooked this, the relationships we have in Christ, and what our brothers and sisters.
这一定会影响到我们在属灵生命中的追求。
And of course, such situation will become barriers to our pursuit of spiritual life.
这是我们每一个弟兄姊妹要警醒的。
This is what each one of us should be aware of.
当然，我说到这里，我不是说我们要把我们这些亲属、这些弟兄姐妹拒之千里之外。
Of course, I do not mean that we're supposed to.Cut the non-believer friends off from our life.
这是我们清楚的要知道，在信仰上他们和我们是不一样的。
But we need to know clearly that they're different in belief.
我们不要被他们影响，而是我们要影响他们。
We should not be influenced by them, but we should influence, but we should influence them.
当我准备完这篇讲章的时候
，After.I have finished preparing for this sermon.
真的体会到属灵生命的追求是不能够离开圣经启示的方式。
I realize that our spiritual life, if we want to pursue and if we want to grow, we cannot depart from the Bible.
人们现在在属灵追求上想出各种各样的方法。
Many people have come up with numerous ideas of pursuing spiritual life.
如果是合乎圣经启示的没问题，如果不合乎圣经启示的就会产生很大的问题。
If it accords with the Bible, it is good for us. However, if such pursuit is against the Bible, it will be harmful for us.
人想出的方法如果不合乎圣经，不合乎上帝的话，就会把我们带离开上帝的话。
If the ideas that people have come up with are against the Bible,
这种方法就会抢夺上帝的荣耀。
Such idea will lead us apart from the Bible, from God, and will rob the Lord of His glory.
所以说，我们跟着人的方法去追求属灵的事，那是一条得罪上帝的死路。
So it is the way to death. If we try to pursue our spiritual life, following the ideas that people have come up with,
圣经的启示是全备的。
The revelation of the Bible is complete.
圣经一定告诉我们怎么样来追求属灵的生命。
And the Bible teaches us how to pursue our spiritual life.
既然圣经告诉我们了，我们为什么还要用人的方法？
Since the Bible has taught us already, why are we still adopting methodologies from people?
这是因为我们不想承认上帝的话语在我们身上有绝对的权柄。
This is because. We're unwilling to admit the real and complete authority of God's words.
那我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow in prayers.
天父上帝，我们谢谢你，谢谢你赐下宝贵话语。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for giving us your precious words.
求主你将你的话语刻在我们心里。
I pray to you, Lord, that you will cut your words in our hearts.
让我们认定唯有你的话才是我们生命的指南。
So that we will believe firmly that only your words will guide our life.
你的话才是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Only your words are light in front of our feet.
离开你的话，一切的方法都是把我们领向歧途、歧路。
If we depart from your words, all methods will lead us astray.
求你保守我们的心怀意念。
I pray that you will watch and keep our mind and hearts.
单单看重你的话语。
So that we will value only your words.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray these things in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.